Next up, we chat with Gareth Friedlander. He's the deputy CEO of Discovery Life. And Discovery last week published its 2023 claims experience. We're going to see how it stacks up to previous years and what the trends are. Welcome, Gareth. Great to have you.
Thank you, Clarence. And good morning still to our listeners. Great to be here.
Indeed. Still good morning for the next couple of minutes. Gareth, just help me with this discrepancy. I'm reading Discovery Life pays $10.5 billion to clients in 2023. I'm also reading in 2023, Discovery paid claims to the value of $8.4 billion across both group risk and individual life policies. Which one is it, or are they different?
That's a good question. So the $10.5 is total payouts, and it makes made up of the $8.4 billion, which are claims, so that's clients who have passed away or become disabled or sick, and then $2.1 billion in what we call shared value, and that's essentially that's like payback benefits and premium discounts and those types of things which we pay to clients who are healthy. So that's essentially the total of $5.
Gareth, this is such an important conversation, and unfortunately, this is a scrambled line. We're going to try and call you back, and hopefully, it's a better line next time around. In the meantime, I'll just share with you some of the details. Positive trends in earlier detection of severe illnesses, influenced by an increase in health screenings and a significant decrease in COVID-19 claims. They also paid out, that was interesting, $2.1 billion. Just clarifying the two numbers that I have at my disposal. $2.1 billion in shared value benefits, rewarding clients for managing their health and finance as well. So that's the $10 billion. I don't know, Gareth, so $2.1 billion rand, is that in absolute rand value given back to people with healthy lifestyles?
That's exactly right. So essentially, we call it our shared value model. And, you know, as you know, for an insurer, if clients are healthy, that reduces the amount we have to pay out in claims. It extends their life life expectancy, et cetera. And that creates value in the system that we then pass back to clients through a payback of the premiums that they've paid. So that's what that shared value payout of $2.1 billion, it's a sizable number. And that's for people who are engaging in the Vitality program and taking steps to be healthy and improve their health and wellness.
So that incentive through Vitality is enabling your clients to live longer. The stats are now bearing that out.
Absolutely. And it's stats that we follow very, very closely and report back on year in and year out. So in this period, we saw that our clients who are engaging in health and wellness activities, as defined by being either gold or diamond vitality status, our higher statuses, have a 57% lower mortality rate than the rest of our clients. So you can see they're living, you know, exceptionally longer, much lower death rates amongst clients who are taking those steps to be healthy.
Okay, so let us just compare the numbers that you've shared with us. $8.4 billion and including incentives coming up to $10.5 billion. How does that compare to previous years? How did COVID impact your payouts?
Yes, I mean, that's the big question. So it is actually down slightly on previous years, on 2022 and 2021, but that's purely as a result of COVID. So, you know, if you strip out the impact of COVID, claims payouts are up as expected with a growing kind of size of the book. But just to put COVID into context, 2021 was kind of the peak of the pandemic with that Delta wave. During that year, the COVID death claims were approximately four times the size of cancer or heart and artery death claims, 100%. Whereas in 2023, we've clearly moved into a new phase, into a more endemic phase of COVID, where COVID's something we're living with and it's much more manageable. And it's now less than 10% of your claims or heart and artery claims. And it's only 2% of our death claims last year were due to COVID. So much, much more manageable, down off 53% of our death claims being COVID-related back in 2020. I think the message is also, though, that COVID's not gone. It is still 2% of claims as of last year, and people are still actually dying with COVID.
Yeah.
But it's much more manageable.
But not all people are being diagnosed as a COVID death, maybe, as they would have been in the past.
Yeah, certainly much less testing going on.
Yeah.
But, you know, flu kills people too every year, you know, and that is, that's the fact of the matter, and that's how COVID we expect to operate in the kind of foreseeable future.
Let's talk about late stage cancer. That is not something that that we can celebrate. Later stage cancers are still significantly higher, 31% of all cancer claims. What exactly is a late stage cancer?
Yeah, so, you know, this cancer is one of the biggest kind of conditions or causes of claims, both amongst death claims and amongst severe illness claims across the spectrum, males, females. So,
are you seeing a rise in it?
We aren't seeing a rise in total cancer claims, but where the real trends are coming through is in the percentage of cancer claims that have been detected at either early or late stages. So if you cast your mind back, Clarence, to 2020, peak of the pandemic, no one was going to hospitals for or, you know, medical facilities for anything other than essential services.
Yeah,
what we saw is this dramatic drop in clients going for their health screenings, for their preventative, you know, healthcare measures. And that immediately manifested in the following 2 years in a higher proportion of our cancer claims coming through at the later stages. So it meant that clients had stopped picking up cancer or detecting cancer early. You know, that's obviously really poor in terms of long-term prognosis and survival rates. In 2023, we invested heavily as a group in really pushing clients back towards screening for cancer. And thankfully, we managed to double or more than double the amount of health checks that clients did compared to the kind of pandemic levels, increased in the various cancer screenings last year. And we have seen a reversion in that trend, which is really good news. So we saw a 29% increase in our lower stage cancer incidence. So it's not good news that people have cancer, but it's good news that you're picking it up earlier due to that screening. And that's obviously much better in terms of long-term prognosis for those clients. So that's worked well, and that's something we'll continue to focus on.
We're chatting to Gareth Friedlander. He's the Deputy CEO of Discovery Life, and you are quoted as saying, our 2023 claims experience shows that 1 in 5 life cover claimants had already claimed for a life-changing illness or disability before they passed away. Is there anything significant about that statistic? Is there something different that you record with that one?
Yeah, I think what's interesting there is consumers might tend to think about life insurance as, you know, being the kind of literal definition of paying out only for death.
Yeah.
But it's important for everyone to realize that life insurance is an umbrella term that incorporates a wide range of benefits. It's not just life cover. It's things like disability cover. It's income protection if you can't work. Severe illness or critical illness cover if you suffer one of those diseases. Cover for the family. Cover for kids' education. So there's a broad range of kind of living benefits on other types of life-changing events that are becoming more and more important. And last year, we actually paid out more claims to living benefit clients than death cover claims. And, you know, that's due to broad take-up, clients starting to take, you know, to become more aware of those types of benefits and take those up. So that's encouraging, but I'd encourage our listeners to really think carefully about, do they have broad enough coverage from that perspective?
Understood. And in terms of the ratio, there's nothing to note there, the 1 in 5 ratio that you record.
The 1 in 5 ratio is just it's something that we'll continue to monitor. You would expect it to continue to go up as clients, firstly, engage in health and wellness and live longer. It means that events will happen that won't kill you, essentially. So maybe 20 years ago, the heart attack that you had would have been a death claim. Today, it's a heart attack or a critical illness claim that you live with and you can survive with and, you know, continue to live a fairly healthy life post that. due to medical advances and lifestyle changes. So I think that's what's significant, is that you're starting to see more and more of those non-death claims coming through in our data.
And if we live longer, you're going to bring the price down, are you?
Well, it's a combination of bringing the price down and just paying back those payback benefits. So those are exactly
I prefer to have the money in my lifetime. Gareth Friedlander, thank you for taking us through these results. It's appreciated. Gareth Friedlander, Deputy CEO of Discovery Life. Just some of the results that they've released recently, and of course, as it relates to the 2023 Discovery claims experience.